you're the happy couple.
Hi, everybody.
This is great.
Oh, my baby.
Hi, Mom.
Victor, my boy. Okay, so this is our friend Richard Lewis.
Thank you for your service, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And our neighbors, Leslie and John.
What a hero you are. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. The real heroes are still there. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah, grateful nation.
And this is our friend Larry.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
You know what? I'm gonna excuse myself.
Victor.
Huh? What?
You didn't thank him for his service, asshole.
They thanked him. Three people thanked him. Why do I have to thank him?
Fuck, how hard would it have been? Thank
it's
you for your
obvious.
Service.
Does everybody have to thank him for his service?
Now you've ruined everything, Larry. I'm making all this delicious salmon, and the whole night is ruined.
Are you sauteing that?
Yes.
Would you mind broiling mine?
Get the fuck out. Leave.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Thank you for your service. I tell you, I don't know. It seems to me that would be a very extreme reaction from a veteran to, you know, to act that way. And he's got to excuse himself because one guy didn't thank him for his service. I don't know. But, you know, I noticed I didn't talk about the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale last week. I thought it was pretty damn good. He kind of made up for the Seinfeld finale. It was almost the same thing. And then he said he corrected it at the end. They were mocking him. He was mocking himself during it. Jerry was in there. I thought it was pretty damn good. But anyway, I can't remember if I mentioned it or not, to tell you the truth, because I've been so goddamn sick, as you can hear my voice, folks. It's just starting to come back. I mean, I had the worst goddamn cold the whole week. I told you last week it was coming on. Oh, my God. I couldn't breathe through my nose for most of the fucking week. It started out with no cough, and then all of a sudden, massive cough. And I mean, I'm coughing and coughing. I thought I had COVID. I gave myself a COVID test, and, it was negative. So, but, I don't know, man. I'm going to try and get through here. We got a lot to talk about today, too, of course. But, so I love the finale, but someone who probably didn't love it, that stupid, ugly, surgery butchered moron, Kathy Griffin, who I could never, ever stand. I never even chuckled at that woman. All I ever did was squint and get annoyed. The only two Seinfeld episodes, really, that I can remember that I just didn't like, or that I don't even watch when they come on the reruns, are the ones with her in them. Because, you know what? I picture that's how she is in real life, like, all the time. Hold on. George Michael here. That's how I picture she is all the time. That's stupid and that annoying. But I don't know. She's been going around now. I guess she's going back on tour. I don't know who would show up to see her. I mean, what the hell has this chick done in the last 30 years? I mean, even when she was semi-popular, I don't think she was ever an A-lister. You know what I mean? I mean, I certainly never thought so. But, she's one of these idiots, like I said, along with all the stupid plastic surgery, which means you're an idiot when you do that, to that degree, especially. She looks like a Mr. Potato Head at this point with the giant lips and everything. But she's going around, you know, she goes on that stupid show, The View, with those dumb house frows, and she's going on podcasts and stuff, and she slammed Larry David and the finale year, but I got a couple of clips before that. Let's see, which one are we starting out with here?
Hi, everybody.
All right, this is The View.
Hi, everybody.
And listen to her voice. You think my voice sounds bad? Wait till you hear this. Now, I'm going to be cracking, too. But I guess, okay, she had part of her lung removed, all right, which I sympathize with that. Nobody deserves that, unless you're a murderer or a pedophile or something like that. Basically, she's still bitching about how she hasn't got any work in 6 years, which I couldn't imagine she would get any anyway, besides voicing Domino's commercials. Because of that stupid, the really stupid thing she did with the fucking hold up the head, even if it's Trump, the head of a president, a sitting president, a bloody head. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. That's not a That's not any kind of artistic statement or anything. That's just sick and stupid. So she's been paying for it, and I couldn't care less, you know. But she's just one of these chicks that's just perpetually whining. You know, I went on a couple of dates with a chick like this, and everything out of her mouth was just doom and gloom. I mean, how her friend has cancer, her daughter has this condition, she has all these health conditions, woe is me, drama, drama, drama. It's like all the time, it's like they fucking feed off it. You know, and that's what I think she is. But anyway, here she is on the stupid ass View.
I'm alive! I made it! I'm so happy to be here!
We are thrilled that you're here.
That voice goes right through my head.
Let me explain my voice. You guys, I had lung cancer, even though I never smoked. And so they had to take out half of my left lung and then alter my voice. And I don't like how you're all flaunting your two lungs in my face.
Boy, that's just hilarious.
Well, I'll do something different now.
I got a half a lung on my left side. Can you believe that?
Well, so that you can live with a half a lung.
Yes, I'm in the face of the one and a half lunged community. I've been through hell and back, people.
Just so witty.
And back.
No, that's right.
6 years I was out of work because of that. There, I said what it was. All about a picture. A picture I took.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a picture. First of all, it was a video. And second of all, she's really simplifying it here. I mean, when you hold up the head of anybody that you don't like and it looks like it's just been severed out like ISIS style, that's fucking dumb. You do it to the most powerful man in the world, whether he's an idiot or not. That's 10,000 times as dumb.
Making fun of the president, which you're supposed to do as a comic.
No, that's more than making fun. How is that making fun, holding up his bloody head? She's so stupid. And so are the people who watch The View.
PTSD is not used lightly.
No.
Because you have survived so much. Career cancellation.
Oh, here we go with the PTSD.
And a federal investigation over the Trump photo controversy.
Yeah, no fly list. Yeah. Interpol list, stopped at every airport, the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's actually, I mean, that could be very easily interpreted as a threat to the president when you do such graphic shit like that. I mean, it was stupid. Nobody thought it was, nobody was really on her side or anything. That's what we're going to hear about Larry David, because he cut ties with her, you know, fucking gave her a break, putting her on those two episodes of Seinfeld, and all that. That's how you're going to hear how she repays him.
Yeah, you also, and none of these are small, a
pill addiction,
a suicide attempt.
Lung cancer. And I was on a cycle.
This is a pill addiction, suicide attempt. This happened to me, that happened to me. Everybody feels sorry for me.
You fucking cunt.
Yeah.
And I was on a psych hold for 3 days, and I know you can tell why. But
that part I really believe, and that part is justified and warranted.
A psych hold, so it was like I was like Britney and Kanye combined. Wow. And I was like,
So now she's making fun of other people who are obviously mentally ill. You know, I mean, I know Kanye's an asshole too, but he's got something going on up there in his brain, just like Britney Spears. And now she's gonna make fun of those people.
Into my own act. Wow. Psych hold for 3 days.
Yeah, good. That's should have been longer than that. Your treatment should be someone just slaps you once a day until you fucking start using your head again.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Okay, now her voice is supposedly back now. She had the surgery, of course. She loves surgery. I mean, this one at least was necessary. Okay, but now she's going on Instagram, laying in bed, holding the phone over her head, begging people to show up to her shows because she's not selling any tickets.
I had another voice surgery 2 days ago. So my voice is sounding better, I think. And yet I have COVID and I'm heartbroken because I'm getting divorced.
Again, listen, there's this laundry list of woe is me. Okay, all the time. You see, there are people like this that just can't, they don't feel alive unless they're going through something like this. Actually, brain patterns like this, they often lead to that, you know, that Munchausen by proxy syndrome. You know, the mothers out there, because hardly any fathers do it. I've never heard of a single father doing it. But mothers do it all the time, where they make up all these illnesses for their children to get sympathy. All these people, they crave sympathy so much. They want you to perpetually feel sorry for them. So they are always telling you what's wrong with them. And it's fucking annoying.
So here's what I'm here to talk to you about. It's all about the tour, man. Just freaking get me to opening night in Des Moines. And Omaha is not selling well. Omaha, first of all, there's not enough people there. Okay, so I'm playing Omaha, Nebraska in February.
There's not enough people there. That's why her tickets aren't selling. There aren't enough people there.
So I need comedy fans to come out and see me.
Yeah.
And Kansas City, come on. I need sellouts.
She needs sellouts. Well, it ain't gonna happen, dear.
You were on, so you're on the very first episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, okay, yeah. I forgot about that. She was on the first episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So Larry gave her two episodes on Seinfeld and an episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is from some podcast. I forgot the name of it. But now she's gonna slam pretty much the guy. I mean, I had no idea who she even was until that Seinfeld episode. I think I'd heard of her and seen like maybe 5 minutes of her on MTV or HBO or something, but you know, nothing memorable. Wasn't that impressed. And then, like I said, after those Seinfeld episodes, I hated her guts. But it did wonders for her career.
And that, of course, had its series finale.
Larry David dumped me.
He dumped you?
He dumped me.
How so?
Like everybody else, when the Trump thing happened, it's like,
okay.
Yeah, well, do you blame him? I mean, do you fucking blame him?
Oh, not in a fun, charming way. He's really not a pleasant person.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean,
he plays a version of himself on that show that he thinks he is.
So, I was going to ask.
Okay. He plays a version of that. I don't know. Everybody that knows him, including Jerry, has said that that's pretty much how he is. I mean, yeah, there's a few exaggerations with the reactions and the pretty, you know, the way he looks in people's eyes, you know, when he thinks they're lying. Of course, he doesn't do that stuff in real life. No, but everybody says he's pretty much just like that. I mean, he is often unpleasant in the show, too. So I don't know what kind of epiphany she is coming to here or trying to convince everybody of, but he dumped me. Yeah, I would have, too. I would have been like, what are you, some kind of stupid, sick fuck holding his head up like that, bloody? What's the matter with you? What made you think that would be a good decision?
What did you think of, I guess, that long show's run and, I guess, slash the season finale? I'm not sure if you kept up.
I couldn't care less.
Really?
I couldn't care less because.
And notice her voice is back. No, W again. Even though in the phone video, it sounded like it was getting back to normal. I don't know. She's probably playing it up so she can get more sympathy.
Until they give a woman who looks like Larry of Larry's age that opportunity on HBO, which is now HBO Max, with an open checkbook and says, you can run this however you want. You can get the team you want. You can do anything you want. And you still get to look like that and be that age. Then I'll get off my high horse.
Oh, God.
Are you on drugs or is this your naturally moronic self?
Yeah, okay. First of all, if you were anywhere near that good of a writer or a comedian or an actress or whatever, man, maybe you would get that. It's not like he didn't make his bones for 7 years on fucking Seinfeld and writing, in my opinion, well, besides Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, I mean, All in the Family is my favorite. We all know this. But I would say, I used to say Seinfeld was second, but I think Curb Your Enthusiasm was better than Seinfeld because I love the swearing. You heard Susie in the intro. I love Susie. you bald fuck. You know, you COVID-carrying cowardly fuck and everything. But if you had the talent to do that, I'm sure they would write you that blank check. You ever heard of, I don't know, another redheaded comedian that was a woman that pretty much had her own company, had free reign over everything for decades, including when she was an old lady? That's Lucille Ball, you dumb bitch. You have to earn that shit. You can't just, oh, when they give that to a woman comes along who is as funny as Larry David and has accomplished as much as him and can put asses in the seats to the tune of $1 billion in personal worth. I mean, he just dwarfs your ass in every fucking way. And you think it's because it's what, feminism and unfair treatment? You stupid bitch.
Now do me a favor. Shut up.
Nah, she never will.
Yeah. But right now, I'm too busy being bitter.
Yeah.
Well, cool. It keeps me going.
the great canned laughter there.
It gets me up in the morning.
That's why your fans love you.
My kind of fans.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Oh, shit. My God. Not only what she says is dumb, but that, again, that voice. Fuck me. All right, well, on to more stupidity here. We got another stupid ass. I don't know if this is necessarily a TikTok challenge or whatever, but whatever. I mean, it's all encompassing bullshit with these young stupid fucks who just do not think 10 seconds into the future before they take on these stupid challenges or whatever. I don't know if any of you have heard of this. I didn't hear about it until last week. Senior assassins. This is where these shitheads go around. You know, they find out where their friends are going to be, it sounds like. And they put on ski masks, and they have squirt guns that look just like real guns. And they burst into public places pretending that they're about to, that all their friends are going to get shot. And their friends, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they clue in on it after a second. Oh, this is them guys, you know, or something like that. But not everybody else knows. And it is one of the dumbest things I've ever fucking heard. That is a good way to get yourself killed.
Police say a group of high school students wearing ski masks, displaying water guns resembling real weapons, entered a restaurant. They targeted other students who were eating, attempting to spray them with water. An employee at the Point Pancake House at Skokie Highway and Riverside Drive told us the incident happened there on Tuesday morning. Police say an adult with a concealed carry permit mistook the situation for a real threat, and the situation could have escalated quickly.
Yeah, that guy was about to pull, okay, because he thought that an innocent group of young teens were getting robbed in the fucking restaurant, and he's in the restaurant. I mean, you know, so he was about to pull and on them and shoot them. And can you imagine what this guy would have felt like if he would have had to go through with that? And then imagine how he felt when he found out that this is a prank and they were fucking squirt guns. I'd be like,
fucking little motherfucking sons of bitches.
Yeah, I'd still want to shoot him. Still want to shoot him.
Similar incidents in suburbs throughout the Chicago area. Yeah. St. Charles police sharing photos.
St. Charles, my dad used to live there.
On Facebook, reminding students never to use realistic looking fake guns like these for a game.
Yeah, no shit.
Police there saying they've responded to multiple 911 calls from residents witnessing people dressed in hoodies.
Yeah, you see, these little fuckers just don't give a shit about all the resources that they waste. The time, the resources, the taxpayer money, putting people in danger. I mean, like I said, what if that guy would have shot one of them? One of them would have been dead, or all of them. They all could have been dead, and that guy could have felt so bad, or would have felt so bad because it was a fucking prank. And a bunch of squirt guns. These kids are just so stupid these days for the likes and everything like that, that they do not think that this is reality they are going into. This is not a video game or a TV show or something like a reality show, okay? This is real life, and not everyone's in on the joke, and it could cost you your life because you're so dumb.
Masks, sneaking around homes, and their officers respond without knowing if students are just having fun or someone is about to commit a crime. Yeah. Arlington Heights police acknowledging students there play the game.
Cops got enough to worry about. They feel bad when they shoot people who deserve to get shot. Imagine shooting innocent teens who are on a fucking prank. This is so selfish.
The village of Bartlett is aware of students planning to start the game this weekend.
I've been to all these suburbs.
And in Homewood, a police response was triggered by teens with water guns chasing each other near Willow School.
The school did go on lockdown during the incident, and we were able to resolve things fairly quickly, fortunately, and kept the stress and distraction to the school and the residents to a minimum.
That's a thick-ass accent right there. There's your Chicago accent. I know, Chicagoland, I should say, because it's the suburbs where everybody pretty much talks the same.
Police and school district leaders are asking parents to remind their kids of the consequences of carrying anything that looks like a real weapon.
You have to tell that seniors, huh? Seniors, hey, you have to tell a bunch of 17 and 18-year-olds that you have to, if you have to tell 17 and 18 year olds that, you've failed as parents and as an education system.
And at least two police departments say this, depending on the seriousness of the situation, disorderly conduct charges may be warranted.
Good. Good. But they won't charge him with that. They'll give the slap on the wrist. Nothing will happen. They'll get a little bit of probation. They won't learn. And they'll go out and they'll do this in a different way somewhere else down the line. And that's what's going to happen. Because there is no punishment. There's no punishment for real criminals, much less these entitled little dipshits. So whatever. All right, and now on to a story that had a real gun involved. I tell you, this is one of the saddest, most disgusting stories I can remember. I just heard this morning, so I threw it in. I took a story out and threw this in because I couldn't believe what I was hearing here. Just the listen to this.
This morning, authorities warning the public after a phone scam turned fatal. This dramatic dash cam video capturing the deadly confrontation between a female Uber driver and an Ohio homeowner last month after authorities say they were both unknowingly targeted by scammers.
Both unknowingly targeted by scammers. Now, this is this one's a little elaborate. I mean, there's two parts. Usually a scam is just, you know, straightforward. But what's going on here is that people are calling, usually elderly people, they're targeted. And people who target elderly people for anything, I think should go to jail for the fucking rest of their lives. I don't even give a shit what it is. I mean, that's like taking advantage of a baby or a toddler or something like that. When people get fucking old, you know, you start losing all your faculties, your memory, you know, you're wearing diapers, you're pretty much reduced to a baby again. And it's denigrating enough without these assholes coming in either trying to steal your life savings or whatever. So they go around calling these old people, telling them that their nephew or their granddaughter or their daughter or whatever, son, are in jail. And they need thousands and thousands of dollars to get them out of jail. And, you know, police would never do this. But when you get older, you fall for this shit. You start getting paranoid. You know, I mean, my mom's kind of like this now. She thinks everybody is trying to scam her. You know, if Comcast calls and has questions her about her bill, she thinks it's not Comcast and it's scammers because they're out there. And I, you know, I don't blame her. But it causes a lot of problems with these old people. So they try and extort money out of them. And now this is a twist with the Uber driver here. Listen to this.
Getting a report of a female that has been shot. She's laying in the driveway.
81-year-old William Brock charged with the murder of 61-year-old Uber driver Lolitha Hall. Police say it all started when Brock received multiple calls from scammers who told him a relative had been arrested and demanded $12,000 for bail, telling him a driver would arrive at his home to pick up a package with the money.
Yeah, see, now that part I have never heard. Usually they try and get their bank account over the phone. If they fail, you know, they move on to the next one. This is like the only thing that Hindus actually do that piss me off, you know, but they're usually Hindus in India, not here, you know, that call and try and scam people out of their money and stuff. But in this case, it probably wasn't a Hindu because he would have to sound like a local police official. There's not too many Hindus that are police chiefs or anything like that. But the Uber driver part is a twist. I've never heard this. So then they, after telling the guy, the old man, that he needs to come up with the money, they call an Uber driver saying, go pick up a package. I didn't know Uber picked up packages for people at their houses like UPS. You know, I had no idea. So anyway, they get this Uber driver who legitimately thinks she is just going to somebody's house to pick up a package. So the old man has been threatened, says someone's going to come for that money, you know, and if you want your nephew out, you better have it. And this Uber driver has no idea what's going on. She comes up. All of a sudden, the old man thinks she's part of the scam, and he draws a gun on her, and he shoots her.
On the phone, trying to get money out of me. Mm-hmm. He was telling me he was going to kill me and the family.
Authorities believe the same scammers directed Hall through the Uber app to pick up a package at Brock's home. They say this video shows her walking up to his door with no apparent knowledge of the circumstances when Brock confronts her at gunpoint.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Yeah, you tell me about it. And this poor woman, you watch the video, she's looking at him like, oh my, what the fuck is going on? Oh my God, he's got a gun, and she's really worried, and she's just trying to get back to her car, and he cuts her off, and he shoots her, because, you know, and you can't blame the guy. I mean, he's old, too. He's 81 years old, you know, so he's thinking someone is there to steal his money, and here they are, and, you know, and being an old white man, and he sees a black woman. I mean, she wasn't young or anything. She's like 61. She looked like she had trouble walking, too, the poor woman trying to make some money driving for Uber. and she gets shot and killed, and it's all because of these anonymous assholes who they better fucking catch and better bury under the prison.
Threatened that she was going to come and kill me.
You can hear Hall frantically trying to explain why she's there.
Yeah, see? She says, I'm just here to pick up a package. You know, because she don't know what's going on. He's like, oh, yeah, I know you're here to pick up the package, huh? My $12,000. So, I mean, this is just like, it's almost like swatting. You know, you are setting people up to get fucking hurt here. And I tell you, like I said, they better catch these motherfuckers.
Police say Brock took her cell phone, and when she tried to get in her car to get to safety, investigators say Brock shot her 3 times. Then he called 911.
I shot her in the leg the first time, and I shot her in the shoulder.
Hall later...
See, he wasn't trying to kill her. He shot her in the leg, and then he shot her in the shoulder. I mean, it sounds like... I mean, guys, I know she was right in front of him, but still, when people are moving and stuff, it's tough to hit exactly a non... major organs, but it doesn't matter because she died anyway.
Dying from her wounds, officers searching Brock's home after the shooting, saying they answered a call from a person they believed to be the scammer who agreed to a meeting but never showed up. Investigators saying they traced that number to Canada, but it's believed to be a burner phone number. Uber cooperating with authorities and in a statement saying, this is a horrific tragedy and our hearts continue to be with Lolitha's loved ones. According to the FTC, in 2023, there were more than 33,000 reports of family and friend imposter scams like this and $89 million lost.
And Brock is out on bond and could face additional charges. Authorities say they want to remind everyone that law enforcement will never, ever call and ask for money.
Yeah, well, like I said, when you get older, and this poor guy too, now he's charged with murder. All right, he is just sitting there minding his own business, 81-year-old man, living life peacefully. And someone just comes creeping through the phone, and now he can go. He can spend the rest of his life in jail. I really don't think this guy should be charged. I feel bad for the woman. Okay, but have you ever talked about someone getting shot and killed and someone getting probation? This time, I would probably be okay with that because it's an old man who didn't know what the hell was going on. I mean, this was a very cunning and just, like I said, disgusting a fucking plan to put together, and I've never heard anything like it. That's why I'm like, oh god, I gotta do this fucking story. Absolutely sickening. All right, so I got a little scare when I went to buy my shotgun, folks. So I went in and they put a hold on it. I couldn't take it with me when I left. I'm like, why is there a hold on it? I'm like, I just got my FOID card, firearm owner's identification, here in Illinois. And he's like, I don't know. He goes, I never know what's going to happen until you get to this point because you got to answer a bunch of questions on the computer, kind of just like to get your card. And I'm like, well, I already got the card. I mean, well, if they're going to give me the card, why would they deny me a gun? I mean, what do they want me to do, defend myself with the card? You know, try and slash your throat with the card? So I don't know. But it took a week, and then I had to go back fucking 40 miles round trip, and then they said, okay, so now I got my Mossberg pistol grip 12-gauge shotgun with the chainsaw handle. Yeah, originally I ordered the Shockwave handle, but I thought about it and I wanted the pistol grip. So I misspoke last time I said I had I ordered the Shockwave because I didn't ultimately. But it's this thing's fucking nice. Ideal for home defense. I got, my brother told me, because my brother's got the same gun. He's like, yeah. He goes, first load two or three, your preference, double aught. A buckshot in there, and then finished it off the rest of the chamber with birdshot. So he's like, you know, this way, if anything happens, which most likely it never will, I hope it doesn't, but if anything happens, anybody ever breaks in, at least you're taking the first two shots with birdshot, maybe you don't kill them. But if that doesn't stop them, then you got the buckshot, which will definitely kill anybody or blow their limbs off, whatever, wherever it hits them, blow a nice hole wherever it hits them. And, I went through all the channels. Like I said, I had to wait 5 years before I could even apply again, then another year of psychiatric evaluation. And, that's what I had to do, 6 years. And I'm like, I think I have a right to defend myself, too. I'm not criminally insane. I could see if I was schizophrenic or, criminally insane. But someone who's bipolar, I think I think, you know, they should have a right to defend themselves, especially with how easy it is to get guns. But at least Biden is doing something about that. The big gun show loophole that has been, you know, there forever. And it's funny, all these Second Amendment nuts, they deny that this happens. They say that, you know, everybody gets a background check when they buy guns. And I'm like, no, they don't. You can go to a gun show and you can get one. And they seem to think this is not real because, again, Republicans, conservatives, especially Trump cultists, only they believe what they want to be real, what makes their case, what fits their narrative, what fits the agenda. You know, it doesn't have to be based in reality at all. If it's what they want to be real, that's what's real to them. But anyway, this is what's real and this is what happened.
Tonight, the Biden administration requiring more firearms dealers to be licensed by the federal government, closing the so-called gun show loophole that allows certain dealers to sell firearms without conducting background checks.
Yeah, see, because that's where the schizophrenic and criminally insane and a whole bunch of, like, drug dealers and gangs go to get their fucking guns. Okay, it's a whole documentary on it, that and the ghost gun shit. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Today, the Justice Department is issuing one of the most significant gun regulations in decades.
According to the White House, over 20,000...
I kind of sound like Merrick Garland this week, huh?
Unlicensed weapon sellers do business online or at gun shows, potentially allowing domestic abusers or felons access to guns without a background check.
Yeah, that too. If you don't do a background check, how you know you're not selling it to a fucking convicted felon who is not supposed to have a gun?
Today's new action furthers the Biden-Harris
a gun.
Administration's historic efforts to stop the illegal flow of guns and hold those who supply firearms used in crime accountable. But there's still much work to be done.
This is far from a done deal. DOJ and administration officials are expecting litigation to try to block this new policy. The NRA saying tonight they are, quote, working to use all means available to stop this unlawful rule.
Okay, good. And you know what else should happen? When people do fuck up with their guns, you know, there should be a harsh punishment. There should I happen to feel they should be taken away for a period of time. And I'm not just talking, you know, if you get put in a psych ward or anything like I did. I'm talking about just either being stupid with it, not securing it, letting your kids get a hold of it. You know, any kind of major infraction, you should lose that privilege. And see, I call it a privilege because, I don't know, a right. Yeah, you have a right to defend yourself. But you don't have the right to be a fucking idiot when it comes to guns. And if you're a fucking idiot, then your rights should be curtailed a little. I'm sorry to have to say that. But, you know, I mean, we do that with everything. You fuck up and your shit's taken away. It doesn't matter if it's a privilege or a right. To tell you the truth, you abuse the shit and something's got to be done. You have a right to free speech. You can't yell fire in a movie theater. Something is done. Okay? So when you exhibit carelessness or stupidity or incompetence, whatever, with guns, then something should happen that you lose that, you lose them for a little while. Depending on how severe it is, it can be a couple months to a couple years, whatever. Like this representative in Colorado, okay? State representative, listen to this.
State lawmakers in hot water right now, and it's because he left his handgun inside of the restroom at the state capitol.
Stop! What are you doing?
He left his gun in the restroom at the state capitol. I mean, what the fuck? How do you forget? First of all, how do you not see it still there? Like when I go to a public bathroom or the bathroom of my dentist's office or my doctor's office, and I'm about to leave, I look around to make sure, number one, I didn't make a mess or, you know, piss on the seat by accident or something, forget to clean it, you know, something. I just make sure that I left it at least as good as I found it. Usually I leave it better because sometimes I, you know, clean up after other people. I'm like, ah, disgusting. You take a fucking big wad of toilet paper, you clean it up. But whatever. How could you not notice your gun is still in there when you are leaving? How do you not notice that you are 3 pounds lighter when you are leaving the bathroom? See, this guy is a fucking idiot. He's irresponsible, and he should lose his gun privileges for a while.
happened on Tuesday night, and we're...
There's gun rights for a while.
...learning new details about it right now. Representative Don Wilson, a Republican from El Paso County, left the gun in a single-occupancy unisex restroom about 9 o'clock Tuesday night. This is well after the Capitol was closed to the public. We are told it was a loaded Glock 9mm handgun.
Yeah, so it's not even a big one. It's not even a big bathroom where, you know, you could get distracted looking around. In a single occupancy, a little bathroom. So there's a toilet, sink, a couple feet behind you. Oh, how do you leave the gun? How do you not see it out of the corner of your eye as you're leaving that big black object on the sink? I don't get it. Usually a white sink. I don't get it.
It was left unattended for 23 minutes before a janitor found it and called law enforcement. And it took Wilson more than an hour.
And what if that janitor was a fucking criminal? And all of a sudden he's got a free murder weapon, huh? Or he could sell it to somebody, whatever. And then you're in a whole world of trouble. I just can't believe how stupid this is. I mean, like my gun, folks, I got it, okay? I haven't loaded it yet. It's still in the box. I'm waiting for my brother to come to give me the rundown because, like I said, he's got the same gun. But I don't trust myself. I'm going to wait. You know, I've gone this long without anybody breaking in. I got my other weapons at the ready. But until my brother gets here and takes me through that weapon, I am not touching it. And I think that's the way, especially if you're apprehensive like me, or you don't know a lot like me, or you're a fucking idiot like this guy, that's the way it should be.
15 minutes to call state troopers and tell them he left the gun in the restroom. Troopers tell us no laws were broken and no charges are pending. Today, Wilson acknowledging and apologizing for leaving that gun unattended. He writes in part, and I quote, "I want to be very clear that I take full and complete accountability for the incident. I made a mistake."
Well, who else would take accountability for it? I love that these people come out and say, "I just want to say that I know that this was my fault." Well, congratulations. Who else's fault would it be? You know, what are you going to you want credit for not blaming it on somebody else or something? I don't understand when they say this shit. Like,
and I am very sorry. This is a humbling experience, and I will reaffirm my commitment to responsible handling procedures.
And if this was reversed, say the Democrats were the ones that were Second Amendment nut jobs and the conservatives weren't, and a Democrat did this in the state, it would be on Fox News on a loop for at least 3 days. You know, 72-hour loop, I'm telling you. But, you know, this shit, it could be deadly. And if he's like that at the state cap, how is he with the guns in his house? You know what I mean? Does he have kids? I'd sure be worried and asking these questions if I was, whoever is supposed to oversee this shit.
So, you know, most people cannot legally carry a gun in the state capitol. However, there's an exception for legislators and some others because it's their place of business. But a new law could change that, a new bill, rather, to try to make it a law. And it would make it illegal to carry a gun at the state capitol. To this, how...
Well, I don't know why you would, if you're a representative, you'd need to carry a gun at the state capitol. Isn't there armed security there? Just have more armed security. We got to have all of our fucking senators and congressmen fucking packing all day long. I mean, come on, man. It's getting to a ridiculous point.
Speaker Julie McCluskey writes in part, and I quote, "The consequences of leaving a firearm unattended in a public space could be very serious. And the incident this week created a dangerous situation. This should not have happened and cannot happen again."
Yeah.
Well, this is not the first time that legislators have had issues with guns at the Capitol. 2 years ago, you might remember, Representative Richard Holtorf dropped a handgun as he was going into the House chamber.
God.
It did not go off. And earlier this year, Representative Ron Weinberg's truck was broken into in the Capitol's parking lot, and two guns were stolen.
Yeah, great. Unattended, not locked up, dropping. How do you drop a handgun if you're a representative walking through the state building? What are you playing with it? I mean, dropped it. Is it in a holster? It's got to be in a holster. I mean, you can have a gun. Even the concealed carry motherfuckers, they got to have holsters. But this is why people like me fucking, get guns when we didn't necessarily want one. There are so many guns out there and so many idiots who possess them that you almost have to have them now to even feel safe. It's really sad. All right, so let's get to the former and soon to be again asshole in chief, Trump. I tell you, what is a very historic moment in this country, it just seems to be commonplace now. with this fucking narcissistic con man bullshitter. We become desensitized to this crap, you know, and it's just like it's like a reality show. And that's not how the presidency or someone running for president or been president or going to be president again should act and should be happening. And again, if this was reversed and there was a Democratic candidate who was they're talking about hush money right before the election. Well, they're bitching about Hunter Biden's laptop and how that story was squashed before the election, right? Well, this one was squashed too before the election. So what's the difference? I mean, I don't know, except, you know, that was the president's son, and this happens to be the former and, like I said, probably future president having an affair with a porn star with a newborn at home. You know, the one he's bitching about now not being able to go to his graduation. Oh, well, you didn't mind sticking your dick in a porn star when he was an infant, but now you're worried about his graduation. Anyway, trial. First criminal trial of a United States former president ever. And he and those cultists could not be prouder.
Tonight at this lower Manhattan courthouse, an unprecedented case just hours away. The first ever criminal trial of a former president of the United States.
When I walk into that courtroom, I know I will have the love of 200 million Americans.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up.
200 million? You got 75 million votes last time. There's what, 380 million people in this country? And a Republican hasn't won the popular vote in fucking the years. Where does he get 200 million? Well, then again, he exaggerates everything. See, right there is his real estate lawsuit. 200 million. Not even close, asshole.
Donald Trump this weekend rallying supporters before the start of jury selection in his criminal trial Monday. Over the alleged hush money scheme to cover up payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
And I'll tell you what, as much as I would want to be one of the people that fucking, you know, finds him guilty, I don't know if I would be able to do my civic duty in this case. Because, you know, as soon as they find out who these people are, their lives are going to be turned upside down. They're going to be threatened. You know, I hope they make money off it somehow for all the shit that they are going to go through.
I go into court over nothing. It's not a crime.
Trump has said he did nothing wrong.
See, again, he doesn't deny that he did this. You know, he doesn't deny. He denies the affair, but he doesn't deny that paying this person for, I guess, that he didn't have an affair with is wrong. None of these dots ever connect.
Same with his supporters.
If they do find him guilty.
Who? Trump? I won't believe that.
NBC News has learned.
Yeah, if they find him guilty, I won't believe that. I won't believe that he fucked her. I won't believe it, even though they paid her off. Why would they pay her off if he didn't fuck her? But I still won't believe it, because I'm a dumb cultist cunt.
Some 6,000 New Yorkers have been summoned as potential jurors.
This is a case that's going to burn through a lot of potential jurors during jury selection. And that's probably because a lot of jurors are going to have very strong views one way or the other about...
I just saw one of them was dismissed this morning. The Puerto Rican guy, he's fascinated by Trump. Fascinated. I mean, yeah, the whole thing is fascinating, but he is not a fascinating individual. What's fascinating is how he was able to dupe all of these rubes into believing whatever he says, despite either total evidence of the opposite or lack thereof of whatever he says. That's the fascinating part. He's not fascinating.
Prospective jurors will be asked more than 60 questions, including what news sources they read and watch, and whether they've attended a Trump rally or follow him on social media. Per the judge's instructions, the questions do not include...
Anyone who has attended a rally should not be on the fucking jury.
...whom potential jurors have or intend to vote for. Witnesses expected to be called include Trump's former aide, Hope Hicks, Stormy Daniels herself.
That Hope Hicks is one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen. She has got a fucking angelic face.
And Trump's one-time personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has already served time for his role in the alleged scheme.
Okay, so now if he served time... There goes my voice again. If he served time and, you know, because a part of this scheme, then why wouldn't the guy who was the one who actually paid the money serve no time? Why? You know, I mean, I think Michael Cohen's a stupid asshole. Okay. But it doesn't matter. If he served time for it, then Trump should serve time for it.
It's always somebody else's fault.
All right.
When it comes to Donald Trump.
Well, it's not somebody else's fault. And now it's just every judge is corrupt. Every prosecutor is corrupt. You know, except for Judge Cannon in Florida. She's fine. Hasn't said a word about her. You know, got to be the only person I've ever seen not wanting a speedy trial. Gee, I wonder why. You know, he doesn't ever want to get to the truth. He just wants to win at all costs. It doesn't matter what he has to say or do.
Trump indicating he, too, will take the stand.
All I can do is tell the truth.
Yeah, it's impossible for you to tell the truth. And God, I hope he does take the stand, because he will fuck himself over like he usually does, you know, and when he's being questioned. I mean, under oath, though, that's different.
And the truth is that there's no case.
Ah, no case. Okay, so there's no case. Yeah. Being treated very unfairly. No case. Corrupt judge. Corrupt prosecutor. They're all liars. They're all Marxist, communist, everything. Everything, including the kitchen sink and anyone who opposes him. Ridiculous.
Tonight, seven jurors have now been chosen to sit in judgment of former President Trump, who left for the...
Yeah, they didn't choose any the first day. They chose seven the second day, and I see these conservatives. One guy came at me. Oh, it took months to seat the juries for the Manson family and OJ and Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm like, this isn't a multiple murder case. Okay, it's a hush money fucking trial, man. It's not as complicated as all that. There's just a couple of pieces of paper you have to fucking identify and verify. Connect the multiple murder. I'm like, get your head out of your ass. Hey, talk about apples and oranges.
Courthouse this morning, then closely watching what one juror who was dismissed described as a surreal selection process.
That it's like, oh, this is just another guy. And also he sees me talking about him, which is bizarre.
Of the
Yeah, and these people, some of them are intimidated by him. Some of them are starstruck by him. You know, so this is just, I tell you, this is OJ times 10.
Selected so far.
And this isn't even the biggest one, the trial yet, but we might not even get to see any of the other ones. So this might be as close as we're going to get.
Salesperson, an oncology nurse, two attorneys, an IT consultant, a teacher, and a software engineer.
Well, all the IT guys will probably be liberals. So, you know.
The slow-moving vetting process springing into an animated focus group-like atmosphere with today's pool of nearly two dozen Manhattan residents offering their unvarnished views of the presumptive GOP nominee.
Yeah, and I applaud the ones that say, you know what, I can't be impartial, no matter which side they come from. You know, you may be a bigger dumb fuck if you can't be impartial because you love them, but I certainly admire the integrity of people that are like, you know what, I hate this motherfucker so much, I hope somebody nails him, but I can't be on the jury because I think he's an asshole, walking, talking, fucking asshole. And, you know, that's probably what I would say.
To his face, under questioning by the prosecution and defense, one man calling Mr. Trump, quote, fascinating and mysterious.
Yeah. Mysterious. Yeah, that's the guy who was booted, thank God.
He was a big fan of The Apprentice in middle school.
Oh.
A woman saying...
All right, get him the fuck out of that. Big fan of The Apprentice.
In quote, President Trump speaks his mind, and I'd rather that than someone who's in office who you don't know what they're thinking.
Oh, yeah, so you'd rather have someone who just lies to your face 24 hours a day. Well, at least I know he's a liar. The other guy, I don't know if he's a liar. With him, you know. That's the dumbest statement I've ever heard.
And a fourth prospective juror telling attorneys, I'm a Democrat, so there you go. But I walk in there and he's a defendant, and that's all he is. The defense team raising successful objections to a handful by pointing out past social media posts, including one who said, lock him up. While the judge
Okay, yeah, I mean, you know, you can't, as much as I agree with the sentiment, can't be on the jury if you're saying that shit.
At Mr. Trump for appearing to mutter something, warning, I will not have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom.
Oh, well, are you kidding? That's what, how do you think, that's part of the strategy. I mean, either he himself or he gets the whole cult to intimidate them. And that's how they, you know, intimidate people. So I don't know. He does this every time, and how he's still not in jail. Any one of us out there that have broken gag orders and you know, taunted judges and everything, they throw us in jail in 2 seconds, you know, and he's allowed to get away with it. I don't get it.
Jury selection is ongoing until 12 people and 6 alternates are selected. The former president is accused of falsifying business records, a low-level felony, by mischaracterizing a hush money payment he allegedly directed Michael Cohen make to Stormy Daniels as legal expenses on his company's books.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump pleaded not guilty.
Yeah, they're legal. That's what they are. Legal. Yeah, well, why are they legal expenses? Because you fucking paid her off with campaign. Legal expenses, like it was the lawyer just filing some motion or something like that. You know, it depends what you use those legal expenses for, you stupid fuck.
It's called legal expenses. Yeah. What you're supposed to call it. Mr. Trump, get it. Yeah.
Yeah, because nobody has ever seen anything like you. Nobody has ever seen anyone like you around the presidency or the White House. You talk about a disgrace. That's the fucking disgrace. You know, like I said, he wears it like a badge of honor. But nobody's ever seen anything like it. Yeah, that sucks. And that's because of you.
Meanwhile, in Washington, the Supreme Court's conservative majority appearing skeptical of a federal obstruction law that could affect some charges Mr. Trump faces in a different criminal case.
Yeah, here we go now. Alito and Thomas. Thomas, who wasn't even there on the first day. Surprise, surprise. He went 10 years without asking a single goddamn question in multiple cases. But he wasn't there. He was with his QAnon fucking wife. You know, he shouldn't even be on cases that have to do with January 6th. But of course, Alito, the sycophant, you know, sitting there arguing, no, this doesn't look right to me. Obstruction, no way. They're going to let loose hundreds of these motherfuckers, at least 300 of them, and it's going to affect the whole obstruction charge with Trump. Now, if they weren't, the Capitol was cleared, okay? We could not certify the president until after this was squashed. How is that not obstruction? I don't care if the fucking law was intended to bust people like worked for Enron or whatever. It is still obstruction. It is still trying to stop a constitutional process. They built the gallows, had fucking zip ties, and chanted to hang the vice president, for Christ's sake. People were running. Our elected leaders were running through the halls, being evacuated, hiding in their offices, you know, underground. They couldn't do the business of the day, the country's business. How is that not obstruction?
The case in front of the justices about a former police officer who wants charges stemming from his participation in January 6th dropped. The same law Mr. Trump has been charged with in his election interference case. But some of the justices today pressing the government to explain whether the law could unfairly sweep up those engaged in legitimate protests.
Legitimate protests? If you entered the Capitol, you're trespassing, number one. I mean, you're illegally entering a fucking government building. You know, especially for what was going on, the peaceful transfer of power. Are you kidding me with this shit?
What happened on January 6th was very, very serious. But we need to find out what are the outer reaches of this statute under your interpretation.
Ugh. Don't waste my motherfucking time!
Yeah, that's all Alito does with his fanaticism, is waste everybody's time on the fucking court. He tries to present it with this intellectual, judicial, educational type approach, and he always falls flat on his face because his arguments are ridiculous. He's another one who goes and speaks at the Federalist Society and all these Republican completely biased outlets, you know, are heavily conservative. You know, the other one, Thomas, takes gifts from everybody and goes on vacations and gets some of his rent paid and tuition for his relatives and everything. And there's no conflict of interest there, huh? These guys should be ruling on this shit. And if a Democratic Supreme Court justice did any of that shit, I'd say the same thing for, I guess I have to say her, because there are no guys on the liberal side. But it would be the same thing. So this is just chaotic and embarrassing and just shameless on all fronts. And that's what that's the thing about Trump. That's what you have to deal with. You know, when he's around, whether he's president, whether he's not president, a toxic, chaotic fucking atmosphere. It's the way he likes it. It's the way his cult likes it. Unfortunately, it's not the way that things should be in America. Fucking reality show presidency and election cycle, and then now soon to be another presidency. Can you imagine the stupid shit we're going to hear 4 years after November for those 4 years? Oh, my God. That first go-around is going to be like child's play, because this country is loaded with idiots who have the Electoral College to back up their stupidity. All right, a little sports and entertainment before we wrap up. I tell you, there is one thing I will never understand, and that is how, especially black athletes that come from the ghetto, that come from nothing, being totally poor, are paid millions and millions and millions of dollars and still act like fucking idiots. You know, like they have nothing to lose, like they're still in the ghetto. Okay, I mean, I tell you, when people say, man, you can take the ghetto, you can take the nigger out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the nigger, you know, the stories like this make you think.
Tonight, NFL wide receiver Rashee Rice is facing 8 felony charges and sought by police. Just 24 hours after an arrest warrant was issued for him tied to this high-speed crash on a Dallas expressway last month.
You see?
Now, this really pisses me off to no end.
Yeah, this motherfucker, okay, so he's in a Lamborghini, or one of his friends is in a Lamborghini. They both got fucking high-ass expensive sports cars. They are racing each other down the highway in traffic, okay, but a lot of fucking, you know, regular people just trying to live their lives that aren't millionaires, millionaires. And, you know, they get into a fucking, they cause a 6-car fucking accident, okay, a 6-car accident. And what do? Listen to what they do.
Rice admitted he was behind the wheel of one of the speeding cars that police say caused the 6-vehicle crash. The Super Bowl champ and another driver are charged with aggravated assault, collision involving serious bodily injury, and 6 counts of collision involving injury. Altogether, punishable by up to 35 years in prison and up to $25,000 in fines if convicted.
Okay, and that's great, because now you hear those charges, serious bodily injury, blah, 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 and you hear what they did after the accident.
He's a young man that made a mistake.
Oh, there's his lawyer. He's a young man that made a mistake. Yeah. 6 fucking car pile up by racing on there like he's a goddamn teenager, like he's got no responsibilities at all, you know, at all. Super Bowl champion. Kids look up to him. Yeah, I've always been on the Charles Barkley side saying, hey, I'm, you know, you could pick your role models, but I'm telling you, I'm not one of them. I don't want to teach your kids, but it just comes with it. It comes with the territory. I mean, I hate to say it, you know, and if you ignore that and you treat that like it's bullshit, then the teams aren't going to be interested in dealing with you anymore. But these motherfuckers, I'm sick of waiting for the clip to get to it, but they left. Him and all of his buddies crashed. Again, multiple. Why he wasn't charged with fucking aggravated or felony hit and run either, just because his friend was in the other car. Well, all the other cars crashed too, and they all just fucking walked away. They all gathered around him and they left. They fled the fucking scene.
That is a very stupid thing to
do. You're a very stupid, stupid man.
Yeah, especially from what you got to lose, okay? You know, there's no more keeping it real, like you're still a fucking stupid-ass thug. Act like you're a fucking millionaire now, asshole.
Rice and his attorney have said they are cooperating with authorities and that Rice takes full responsibility for his actions.
Again, with the full responsibility. Well, who else's responsibility would it be? I take full responsibility. I love that, you know? It just cracks me up. You know, I slit the throats of 3 men over there. I molested those 2 little girls. I took a bunch of turtles out of the fucking lake over there, set them on fire, you know. And but, you know, I take full responsibility for my actions. So, you know, it's got to count for something, right? Fuck you.
Which police say injured 4 people.
You guys all right? You guys just going to leave it?
That guy recording them. You guys all right? You just going to leave then? Are you just leaving, huh? Leaving all those injured people, not even checking on them. The NFL champion, right?
Come nearly 2 weeks after the dangerous crash in which the NFL star left the scene, investigators say. Dallas police chief said in a statement that the investigation was thorough and fair.
Why is he? I mean, I don't know. You can't find him. You know, why has he not been arrested? He should be arrested and kicked out of the NFL. But the worst commissioner ever, Roger Goodell, won't do that. You know, they won't kick him out. He's a young man who just made a mistake. My ass.
Meanwhile, the NFL says it is continuing to monitor all developments.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, Rice's future on and off the field remains uncertain. Police could arrest him at any time if he doesn't surrender first.
Good. I hope they do. And like I said, I hope he gets arrested and charged and sent to prison and kicked out of the NFL and everything taken away from him. You belong either in prison or the ghetto. That's where you want to be, obviously. You know, they gave you the keys to the kingdom and you shit on them. So fuck you. And my final fuck you of the week goes out to, okay, remember a couple weeks ago we went out with Nirvana because it was the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death. And, you know, I started to go off on Courtney Love, Courtney Hole, I like to call her, because that's what she is, a stupid hole. But anyway, I said, I digress, and I got out. Well, now we got something to talk about, okay, because this filthy pig, once again, with her nasally stupid voice and her stupid brain, decides to, I don't know, she either does the books or audio books, or she goes on podcasts and shit, like another Z-lister who nobody would have known about. Hole, Courtney Love, nobody would have known about you. You wouldn't got any recognition if you hadn't married Kurt Cobain. That's why anybody knew who you were. Otherwise, you'd be a nothing. That's why after their daughter was born, she named Michael Stipe as the godfather so he could write a song or two for her. That's why after Kurt's death, she started fucking Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins so he can get a song or two. She can get a song or two out of him. I mean, he admits he wrote a couple songs for her. You know, so this is what she does. She goes from talented man to talented man and then it takes the songs and claims them as whole or whatever, which never had a good song in my opinion at all. I mean, I can't stand her voice. I can't stand her. You know, I saw her in a concert once. She pulled up her fucking dress real fast while she was playing so everybody could see her fucking disgusting hairy pussy that she never shaves, and she's proud of this. You know, going around wasted all the time, fucking just talking about how this person sucks and that person sucks, like she's the queen of the world because she spread her legs for a fucking genius. Well, you know, I mean, as far as that whole death with Kurt Cobain, I don't know, a lot of that's circumstantial. I don't think it's been proven either way. I wouldn't put it past her. I'll tell you that. Wouldn't put it past this cunt to do something like that. But I don't know if that's what happened. But what I do know what happened is now she is going around slamming Taylor Swift, Beyonce, of course, Madonna, because she's never like Madonna, especially since Madonna humiliated her on MTV while she was wasted, throwing makeup compacts at her, and that idiot Kurt Loder invites her up on the stage to have it out with Madonna. Like I said, she was a drunken mess, and Madonna was just like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, I don't even like Madonna, all right? Another one, both of them, her, these two, Kathy Griffin, all plastic surgery. They all look like fucking lizard duck hybrids. But someone who has never even approached the level of talent, success, fame, any of it, money, as far as Taylor Swift, Beyonce, are you kidding me? You're a fly on their fucking ass. You're a fly on everyone's ass, okay, because you're an idiot, and everyone knows you're an idiot, and why people even still, oh, Courtney Love says what she is on her mind. You got to give her that. Well, so what? So does every idiot on earth. I do it too. I mean, I don't know. I don't really have a, I guess you can call this public, but I'm not, you know, I can't summon a press conference or talk to the media like this idiot should, even though she should be relegated to the same station in life I am, because she's got no talent whatsoever. I remember she made fun of Dave Grohl. When the drummer tries to sing and he became, you know, the Foo Fighters became one of the greatest bands, you know, or most beloved anyway. I mean, I'm not really that into the Foo Fighters. I like them. You know, I'm just, not one of my favorites, but solid music, you know, good music. Yeah, and she's making fun of him. He's more successful than her. Cobain, Corgan, Michael Stipe. She's a tick. She's a leech. Okay, and that's what she's lived her life being, aside from being a whore and shooting heroin while she's pregnant. That filthy fucking pig. But anyway, this is what she had to say recently.
Courtney Love did not hold back when she talked about Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, and more. Let's break it down.
We're going to take a look at some of the women from across the decades.
We're going to take a look at some of the women from across the decades. Who cares what she has to say?
Who've had the most influence on my life and probably should on yours.
Yeah, did they fucking do heroin while they were pregnant? You fucking filthy whore. Oh, I hate this bitch. God, I hate her.
Courtney Love does not shy away from sharing her opinions. Mm-hmm. While promoting her 8-part audio series on the BBC.
She should.
See, Courtney Love's women, the whole front woman actually admitted to not liking some women's music. She told The Atlantic she likes the idea of Beyonce doing a country album because she's a black woman in a commonly white space, but she doesn't like her music. Beyonce.
Okay, so she just likes that she's disrupting the whole country vibe, I guess, is what she's saying. She doesn't like the music. What an idiot.
They and Taylor Swift are the biggest women in music at the moment, but Courtney doesn't think Taylor's important. Love said she might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist.
Oh, I see. She's not interesting. I'll tell you what. Imagine, who would you want to sit down and like hang out with? Taylor Swift or Courtney Hole? Are you fucking kidding me? One of them would be one that you're squinting at because the stupidity is oozing out of them. The other one, who's got 100,000 times the success, is pretty grounded, you know, and it has manners and, you know, is very cordial when she is talking to people. I don't know. It's night and day. And the fact that she compares her to Madonna, who she hates for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know. You may not like Madonna the way she's there. I don't like her because of her surgery and because of, you know, the Kabbalah crap is stupid. But that shit is personal between those two. So when she compares her to Madonna, you know, she sees them all as the same. Basically, everyone who's successful, you know, in her eyes, not that good, not that talented, you know, not that great. Doesn't understand why everybody loves them. Well, when it comes to her, why doesn't everybody love me? And she's nothing like them, nothing like them. And that's what pisses her off.
Speaking on Madonna, Courtney simply said, I don't like Madonna and she doesn't like me.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of people that don't like you. Don't make it like it's just between you and Madonna and everybody else loves you, okay? Nobody can stand your fucking ass.
She also talked about Lana Del Rey. While she loves Lana's previous music, she thinks she should take 7 years off, saying,
if you didn't have a pussy, there'd be a bounty on your head.
No shit. What the hell does that mean? She should take 7 years off. Seven? Well, first of all, why seven? Okay, number one. But again, for someone who barely broke the rim of fame here, barely entered the fray, and again, because of her husband or the other people she was fucking or naming godfathers to her child, writing songs for her, she has no talent. So again, now this chick should take 7 years off because Courtney says so.
That's a matter of opinion, and I don't give a fuck about yours.
Yeah, and why anybody would, I have no fucking idea. I just talk about the bitch to make fun of her, and what a stupid bitch she is, and that's it.
I haven't liked Lana since she covered a John Denver song. Well, one thing about Courtney Love, she speaks her mind.
Yeah,
what
great.
Do you think of her opinions?
Who cares? People giving credit for speaking their mind. If their mind is full of shit, okay, and they're stupid, who cares if they speak it? You don't want them to speak it. Fuck me.
Fancy talk for a whore. Fancy talk.
Yeah. She's fucking out of her league. You know, any cliche you can think of as far as her stupidity would most likely fit. You know, I mean, outgunned, outmanned, talking above your pay grade, whatever. There should be a picture of her in the dictionary next to filthy, cunting whore. And that's it. All right, folks, we've come to the end of it here. Hey, my voice held up pretty much, only cracked a few times. But anyway, in the spirit of continuing to insult that fucking bitch, The Foo Fighters did a cover of Have a Cigar with Brian May from Queen, with actually Taylor Hawkins on vocals. Another drummer that's trying to sing and actually does a damn good job, because he's dead now. But too bad she isn't. Sings better than you too. Fucking, oh God, that woman. She just infuriates me, I tell you. But anyway, this is an incredible version. Better, of course, better than anything Hole has ever even tried to attempt to accomplish or whatever. And he sings better than her. Grohl sings better than her. Foo Fighters are better than Hole. Hole sucks pretty much. Just about everybody's better than Hole. But enjoy this. Have a Cigar by Foo Fighters, again with Brian May from Queen, and we'll see you next week, folks. Later.
What the fuck was that you were listening to?